Hello, everybody. This is Shake Them Ropes. Shake Them Ropes here for June 2nd, 2014. We're back. Back-to-back nights here with the post-Raw recap. It was a pretty newsworthy show, albeit not the most entertaining show of all time. Really, two segments bookended what was a relatively weak show. But those two segments caused a lot of shakeup in the summer plans for WWE and the personnel who will be around to participate in those summer plans. We're going to be right back with Jeff Hawkins for tonight's Shake Them Ropes. Hope you enjoy it, and then we'll be back next week with more. We'll be back with Jeff Hawkins in just a moment. Hello, and welcome to a very special post-Raw edition of Shake Them Ropes. Rob McCarron here, Jeff Hawkins on the line.
Rob, I need to interrupt. Batista has quit Evolution. Just going to recap that every 3 minutes.
Batista has quit Evolution, in case you were not aware. So we just watched WWE Raw. If you're listening
Rob, I need to interrupt you.
Yes.
Batista has just quit Evolution. Let's recap that now.
And why did Batista quit Evolution?
Because it's crap.
Because it's crap.
Everyone told me it was crap.
It's been lied to. Smoke and mirrors.
I do love the way he says crap, but please continue your introduction. I was just doing a bit.
Oh my God. There was news on this show, bookended a bunch of really nothing. This is the show where it'll go down as WWE taking away the things that you liked.
Rob, Batista has quit Evolution.
Batista has quit Evolution. However, at the end of the night, Evolution was not shorthanded for very long.
Oh, Jesus.
We start with WWE Raw, and I want to bring up this post show.
I'm actually liking the post shows more than the real shows.
The post show of NXT TakeOver and the post show of Payback last night were excellent.
Payback was great.
Yes. They are. Before we actually say what Alex Riley is referring to, the very first thing said on tonight's Raw post show was said by Alex Riley. Mm-hmm. Alex Riley said, in regard to the main event angle, this, and I quote here, "This is the dumbest thing in the history of WWE and sports entertainment." Those are his exact words. "This is the dumbest thing in the history of WWE and sports entertainment." That was Alex Riley on WWE Backstage Pass regarding what happened in the main event. But to get to the main event, we have to start with the very first segment of Raw tonight.
I don't mean to question Alex Riley by any means, but his frame of reference here must be very short-lived.
He's a longtime veteran of the squared circle. How dare you?
Does he not remember the gobbledygooker or the transformation into Akeem the African Dream of the one-man gang?
Gobbledygooker and them, they were never the best thing going. All of a sudden switched into something else.
Does he not remember the goon?
Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. He certainly doesn't remember the push he was about to get for 3 weeks. But anyway, the show opened with Evolution coming out to the ring. Dave Batista and Triple H in suits. Randy Orton starting his new pantsless streak and going on, I think, 3 weeks now. Triple H said it wasn't over with the Shield. Even though it was over after their first match, yet the Shield wanted the rematch. Now, apparently, Triple H wants a rematch again himself. Dave Batista did not like this news. He was tired of playing with the Shield. He wanted his title match. Wasn't going to get it, so he quits. Dave Batista quit WWE, quit Evolution, all because he wouldn't get what he wants, which makes sense. Walked out, said he was promised a whole bunch of things, never got them. He quit. Dave Batista is gone, and that explains his exit.
Nobody quits quite like Dave Batista.
Dave does it great.
That wave was the most magnificent thing.
He did a wave and it was hilarious.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Dude, I love that.
It was a pretty great wave.
Yeah.
So he does his little, what do you even call that? A pageant wave?
They were calling it the Queen Elizabeth
wave. Queen Elizabeth wave. He waves goodbye, leaves, takes off his tie. Tom Phillips meets up with him backstage. He says he's tired of being lied to, and he quits. He's tired of this crap. He's done. And that is the end of Dave Bautista, off to film his movie. All throughout this segment, Triple H said that he never loses. He always wins. And the Shield, the feud with the Shield wasn't over until the Shield was no more. And that would come into play in the main event segment. We'll go right into that main event segment. We'll get to everything else later. But the main event segment, Randy Orton, as the loyal member of Evolution to Triple H, was awarded a match with Roman Reigns tonight so they can get some type of payback.
Yes.
The match never happens, Jeff.
No, it doesn't.
And why doesn't it happen?
Because despite having a knockdown, drag out, anything goes elimination match last night where the Shield, acting as a unit, prevailed, Seth Rollins hits Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose with chairs.
Seth Rollins turned heel, left the Shield, presumably joining Evolution, unless they just all go off on their separate ways, because as Triple H said, it wasn't going to be over until he won, and he wins when the Shield is no more. So Triple H wins. So we may be getting infighting in the Shield from now on. Who knows? Or maybe a new member of Evolution comes up, which for their characters, for that group, really doesn't make sense either. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, Triple H comes out, says the Shield's already in the ring. Triple H and Randy Orton come out to Evolution's music. Triple H says that it's not over. Last night was plan A. Plan A, of course, to beat the Shield. That didn't happen, so tonight is plan B. And with all three members of the Shield looking on towards the ramp where Triple H was, Seth Rollins, who had a chair at this point, steps back, and then just wallops Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose with chair shots, completely destroying a chair over their nearly dead bodies. Turning heel. Seth Rollins, the crowd didn't know how to take it. I think most in the crowd, along with millions watching the TV, were just sad that the Shield was coming to an end abruptly as it was. I mean, we got a month before, what was it, a month before Royal Rumble or the month after Royal Rumble where we got the tease of a Shield breakup and it was going to build somewhere. No tease tonight. This was just Seth Rollins ending the Shield.
You kind of knew when he got into a little smug hunter voice talking about plans that was something was going to happen. I don't have a problem if you're going to break up the Shield. I have a problem with you taking a great act and not doing it logically. And this just makes absolutely there's no explanation you can write in storyline. There's going to be some ham-fisted promo next week about how as the authority showed me, he offered me things that you just had a knockdown drag out fight with these guys yesterday.
And that's basically what Alex Riley said on this post show is after one of the biggest battles of all time, which you won.
And now he's your friend.
He's your buddy. What I don't like is Seth Rollins gave this look, like it can be interpreted like he's thinking about what he just did, but it was really just a menacing look, like you bastards type of look. Like he was looking on at Dean and Roman with disgust, where he should have been showing more of a questionable look. Like this was a group he was fighting with for a year and a half. Maybe more of a what have I just done type of feeling should have been exuded by Seth Rollins. But yeah, at the end of the day, Seth Rollins is a bad guy now.
Well, I thought Ambrose did real well with his shocked look. I thought that was great. No, it combines two things I hate. There's the promo. If you've watched Triple H's programs for the last 5 to 10 years, whenever he gets into a program with somebody, they always have to say, "I respect you." And then it's always kind of a passive aggressive, I'm going to be the weak ass bitch in this feud type thing. And Seth Rollins did that, which kind of tipped me off a little bit. But also taking something that people really, really like and people think is really awesome and then getting Triple H involved with it. This reminds me so much of, you remember that awesome 10-man tag team that they had when the Radicals first debuted? where they teamed up with I think it was Too Cool and Rikishi to face D-Generation X. And then, like, the next week, the Radicals turned and joined D-Generation X and allied themselves with them and turned on Mick Foley, I think. It just reminds me of that, where you're just like, well, now why'd you do that? That makes no sense, other than to piss off people who were excited. And this just seems like they wanted to piss off people who were excited. And I think that's not a great way to go. This is the one act that's really, really clicking on all cylinders. And you can find a way to break them up organically instead of doing this. I just can't think of, you know, no matter what promo he comes out with next week to start the show, and yeah, he's going to get some heat for it, it's not gonna ring true or authentic in any way, in my opinion.
Updates from, I feel like a CNN anchor right now, like updates from Twitter,
Rob,
as the news falls out.
Rob, Batista has quit Evolution.
Batista has quit Evolution. We just want to make sure that is in your minds. Batista has quit Evolution.
Thank you, Michael Cole.
Drew McIntyre has tweeted, the Shield implode and 3MB keep on rolling. Longevity, hashtag forever, forever, forever. The Shield, 19 minutes ago, so which would have been while they were probably still in the ring, tweeted out, traitor. Ironically enough, I bet that was Rollins who tweeted that.
You know, maybe it's Brad Maddox who's their intern. They're the social media intern.
Yeah, this is quite the night. The Shield has broken up. Whether it's funny,
I read a theory that a guy they may bring up to fill Rollins' place is Sami Zayn, so that then you have two workhorses on opposite sides of each other. Even then, as much as that sounds like a great idea.
Does it though?
For right now, I'm a little disappointed.
I don't like it just because, I mean, I don't think it fits Sami Zayn. Doesn't really fit something he would do. Maybe.
It's not like this fits Seth Rollins.
No, I know. Oh, it certainly did after, you maybe didn't think that way going into it, but it certainly did after the fact. The last year and a half, Seth Rollins has been equally as good as any of the rest of them in this group. Sami Zayn, though, who knows? It doesn't fit with the Shield, though. Yeah. It doesn't fit with the Shield to have someone else come in. They always said that these are the three.
Yeah.
You know, so are they going to bring someone else, or are they just going to go 2-on-2? They can go 2-on-2 with Rollins and Orton. Leave Triple H out of the actual working. I can see Triple H just being a background character back in the authority angle at this point.
Yeah, but then cynical wrestling fan in me says, oh, great. Now Evolution has a guy they can beat up and pin.
Yeah.
That's me being way too negative right now.
Well, I mean, my first reaction when this happened is, what are they doing? The Shield was working. It was fun. I enjoy the Shield. I was thinking just before that happened, like, when's the last time a group was, you know, as close to being a number one babyface like this? It's one of the best things they've been doing in the last year and a half, all throughout the rise of Daniel Bryan. The Shield was right there with it. And it's over, just like that. It's over.
My head is exploding with so many expletives right now. You got Daniel Bryan out of commission. You don't have a lot of programs that are working, and you take the one thing that's really, really getting the fans hyped, and you screw with it. That's just... this company hates money. This company hates money. Punk was right.
Either that or they just don't know what's best for business. You know, Hunter probably thought this was best for business. It's time to end the Shield. It's time to put some more fire on the feud. You can always ask, if you're just play devil's advocate, what was the Shield going to do next? You know, we talked about this on our last show, I think last night. What's the Shield going to do next if it wasn't a feud with Evolution? What trio feud can they possibly have?
Well, I liked the idea of the Shield eventually you know, they're having success, or maybe they get a belt or two here or there, and they go after the world title, and someone's having success, and then that's what drives them apart, is the personal animosity within that. You don't necessarily have to have the three-on-three battle, per se. I mean, you could have had a holding feud with the Wyatts if you wanted to, and now, I mean, you don't need to see that over and over again, but you could have. But to your point, okay, the Shield, who does this put the heat on? Really? What, at the end of the day, who does this put the heat on?
Should be Seth Rollins.
But
it's not.
It's going to put the heat on Triple H.
Yep.
And the Authority. And this ridiculous Authority. This Authority kind of thing has been going on for 20 years now, almost. It's...
There's still time. There is still time. I could see the crowd getting heat on Seth Rollins just because, you know, he's the guy who left the group that everyone loved. It could work. I mean, if they do the Randy Orton and Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns, this could work.
I'm fine with that match, but I'm saying overall as the angle, I mean, Randy Orton's playing second banana here pretty much, and it puts the heat on Triple H, who's a part-time player. How does that build for the future?
Hey, build Seth Rollins as a top playing heel. It could build Roman Reigns, especially if they break off with Randy Orton. If you have a Randy Orton Roman Reigns SummerSlam match where it's a big deal, I don't know. You could do something with it. Do I have faith that they will? I don't know.
No, I don't have faith that they will. I mean, the only thing I could see is Triple H taking a bigger shine to Seth Rollins than he does Randy Orton, and then that turning into a feud. I mean, that's a way to build Seth Rollins possibly out of this. But I mean, if you pair him with Randy Orton out of those four guys, you know, the Shield's going to remain a unit. So, you know, you can have the occasional victory over them, but you know, out of that Orton Rollins team, who's laying down when they have to show ass.
Yeah. It's the unexpected timing of this. It's
someone compared to a Russo type swerve, and
I wouldn't put it that
far. It's close. It's in the neighborhood. It's not living in that house, but it's down the street somewhere.
The more I talk about it, the more I'm turning into this was a good idea. I'm not that far. No, I mean, it's all about how it happens after this, but when you start looking into the future, okay, if they are still a team tonight, what do they do as a trio? Most likely they would have had to do something where one goes off as a singles and then two still stay together as a tag team. I don't see a lot of three or six person main events. It's also with this thin roster, putting six guys in one match, and you could see this by Payback and Extreme Rules, is the rest of the card ends up being pretty weak if you have one major injury, which you had with Daniel Bryan.
Well, here you go. I mean, you have a natural setup if as rumored and as I called a while ago, if Money in the Bank is for the title.
Which it could be.
You have the Shield members in that match.
Yeah.
And how are they going to operate once there's singular fame involved? And you can build from there. I mean, it fits.
Yeah. You can still kind of do that with Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns down the line if they want to break them up, but
not yet. I mean, my fear is that they turn Dean next week.
You got to get some juice. If you're going to do this, the right way to do it is to get some juice out of this tag team battle. Keep Triple H on the back, because Triple H, as the Raw ended, was mouthing the term, "I win." So in his mind, it's over. He won. He got the Shield to break up. That's all he wanted out of this. So he could be out of it. Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, maybe go for not so much the tag titles, but be a tag team for a little bit against the Shield. You have this pay-per-view Money in the Bank coming up, and then build towards SummerSlam with singles matches. You know, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose ain't the worst singles match to happen on a SummerSlam.
No. Let me ask you something. When Batista quit, who did you think the newest member of Evolution was going to be? Because you knew they were going to replace him that night.
Here's the thing. I thought especially when Triple H came out, I thought a new member of Evolution was coming out.
Okay.
I did not so much see a turn as I thought they were going to introduce someone new, whether that was Bo Dallas or someone from NXT or Rusev or whoever. I thought for that brief moment that they were going to enter someone new. At this point now, I don't believe anyone new is coming into this feud. I think it's going to be 2-on-2. But as far as a new member of Evolution, I had no idea who. I just figured they would introduce somebody. But as for one singular name, I have no idea.
I was fairly certain Sheamus was going to join Evolution.
Yeah, could have been.
I thought, given his connection to Hunter, I thought it would be kind of perfect. He has kind of the same size and build as Dave. I thought he would have been a perfect guy to join. But instead, we got him and Rob Van Dam as a tag team.
Yes, we did.
Which I dubbed Irish Potato.
Irish Potato against the European Union.
Yes.
Did happen tonight. Yes. Yeah, so
our vaunted revamped tag team division under Triple H.
Could it be the Dallas Dream season and the next week, like, Triple H wakes up and it was all a dream?
Oh, God. It could be like the Benoit, or it could be like the Benoit and the McMahon blow up in the car limo thing.
Yeah.
Where that just is scrap because there's some inexplicable tragedy that happens this week. But nobody wants to see that, Rob. I don't think. Maybe they do. Maybe there's sick people out there. But for the most part, that's not could you imagine them doing a Deus Ex Machina of an entire angle in one? Never mind. They've done that. They did that with the Daniel Bryan Wyatt thing, which lasted a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And they never mind. That never happened. I think people are going to turn on this. I do.
I don't. I'm interested in seeing. I want to get some of the feedback.
At least the smarky smart
check it out.
Of us are going to turn on this. I think. I don't know about your average lay fan. I think they'll just view that as quote unquote good heat.
I don't know. I think people like the Shield as a team. They were fun. I think that's really going to resonate. I don't know if it's going to be this heat against Seth Rollins, like, oh boo, you're a bad guy, or if it's going to be the, you know, the heat against WWE that they broke them up. I don't know. We'll have to see it play out. It's a disappointment to me.
Yeah.
I think they could have had some more time and at least built up an inter-squad type of feud between the three instead of doing the old, oh, Triple H paid Seth Rollins off. Because that's basically what it amounted to, is Triple H found something that Seth Rollins wanted, whether it was money or whether it was whatever, and paid him off.
Yeah, and that just doesn't make sense after a fight like that.
It's not going to be for a title match.
No.
It's not going to be for a title match. What is it? Is it just going to be, oh, I gave him money? What's the explanation that Seth Rollins is going to... And that's what we have to look forward to next week, by the way, in Minnesota, is a 10-minute Seth Rollins promo. Yep.
The opening promo is going to be, here's why I did what I did. You're asking me why, Seth Rollins, why? Well, I'll tell you why. During my time in the Shield, I was the architect.
I put it together, so I decided when it should crumble.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns was getting too big for his britches, not knowing who the leader was.
The ladies loved Dean Ambrose and not me.
And Triple H offered me $15.
Yeah, this is the same feeling I had when they blew Nexus after that hot introduction.
And
when they brought back CM Punk way too soon. I have that same empty feeling of, this could have been something so much better. And now it's not going to.
There's always these angles that you wish, oh, I wish it would have done this because that would have been really cool. This to me isn't so much one of those because they did a lot of cool stuff with the Shield. I mean, they've been dominant for the last year and a half. It's just a why now? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
CM Punk coming back early, I could make sense out of it. Okay. You're not going to have your top draw right now out for too long when you're going into SummerSlam. You know, the Nexus angle, yeah, that could have been done so much better, but you had people in that group that just weren't any good.
Right.
So, I mean, how long are you going to go with a group of 8 guys battling, you know, John Cena or whatever the case may have been? You just had too much stuff going on, but a trio. Yeah. It's the end of an era. It's the end of the year and a half of the Shield being an awesome. You listen to that music enter, and you know you're about to see something really cool.
Hey, we got Adam Rose though.
And we got Adam Rose.
Let's count down the. Yeah, okay.
At least with Adam Rose, they did cut his music a little bit, so they get to the part where people sing along a little bit quicker. That's a positive.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, it's a small positive. They're learning. They haven't changed his name yet to just Rose.
Or Adam.
Adam. Yep.
And his valet, Eve. Oh, look at that.
That was a good one. That was good, Jeff.
Thank you. I try.
You're the funny one on the show.
I am not funny at all. Let's continue.
Bo Dallas beat Kofi Kingston with the Bo Dog. Bo Dallas getting wins. Tried to hug Kofi. Kofi pushed him away. So the first time really where a fallen opponent hasn't taken quite nicely to Bo's inspirational post-match speech. Damian.
I want him to have his own title. He's going to wear jewelry. It's going to be called his Bo Ring.
Well, the crowd's starting. They have done the Bo Ring chant.
Yeah, they have.
Yep, they're doing it. Damian Sandow came out as Lance Stevenson, Indiana Pacer. Did some bad comedy, did some basketball tricks. Big Show came out, punched him out.
This is what happened to Charlie Haas before he got cut.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. These are the gimmicks that you get before they just decide, well, creative has nothing for you.
Yep. Maybe there's your new member of the Shield, Damian Sandow.
I would have taken Damian Sandow as a member of Evolution if they could have serioused him up a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, oh sure. Damian Sandow can play in a lot of different categories.
I would have taken Dolph Ziggler as a member of Evolution if they had serioused him up a bit. I would have taken a lot of people Big E Langston, you could have put him in there. You have options. That's all I'm saying. And I'm dwelling on this and I'm getting frustrated. But such as being a fan of this fine form of entertainment.
You alluded to it. The Money in the Bank match at Money in the Bank in 4 weeks' time. There will be a ladder match. It could be for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Daniel Bryan and Kane was made by Stephanie McMahon tonight for the title. Stretcher match. That match was made for the title, but if for any reason Daniel Bryan is still medically not cleared to wrestle at that show, then he will be stripped after all. Just like that. After weeks and weeks of Stephanie not wanting to strip him, she effectively did if he cannot wrestle at Money in the Bank. And it will go to the Money in the Bank winner, of which right now, a match we have one contestant so far, as we did get tonight, a Money in the Bank qualifying match, Alberto Del Rio and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
And guess who won?
Yeah, because we don't want to see Dolph Ziggler do his death-defying stunts on ladders, you know, the Shelton Benjamin push in Money in the Bank. We want to watch Alberto friggin' Del Rio. Who's stale as the day is long.
Alberto Del Rio won it. He survived a fame masser.
You could have put Alberto Del Rio in Evolution.
You could have.
And I would have been happy. Sorry. Jack Swagger could have gone into Evolution. Cesaro
Jack Swagger.
After he left.
Not Jack Swagger.
Okay, maybe not Jack
Swagger. Not Jack Swagger. Zeb Coulter, however.
Oh, man.
Yep, so that's your big deal. Stephanie McMahon out to fight the fight for Daniel Bryan tonight was John Cena.
Yes.
The war with Bray Wyatt is over. I figured he was going to come out and say he wanted in the Money in the Bank match. Like, if it's for the title, he wants in. I still expect him to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match. But, yeah, he just came out here and said, you shouldn't be messing with Daniel Bryan. You're being mean, Stephanie.
And you have fake boobs.
Yep. We've been hearing bitch, we've been hearing ass, we've been making jokes about Stephanie's boobs. It's been a little bit less PG over the last couple of days.
I don't see it as a trend. Going back to the Shield, I thought that Roman Reigns line was get your ass out here.
And yeah.
I thought that was cool. I'm like, yeah, let's see a fight.
I don't see it as a trend, but they were a little bit less PG over the last 48 hours.
Yeah, and well, they made up for it by being more G in other ways.
Yeah. John Cena wrestled the Demon Kane. So Kane is your number one contender for the world title.
And he got beat.
He got beat by DQ. The old DQ where he's beating up John Cena too much. He's kneeing him in the corner. The ref says enough. Counts to five. The Demon Kane does not loosen up. And we had a DQ victory for Kane. But then, after the match, Kane wants to continue pummeling John Cena. He does for a little bit. But of course, John Cena recovers, gets the upper hand. And John Cena walks out with his music playing while the Demon Kane is laid out on the floor.
Your number one contender.
Your number one contender for the world's championship. Bad comedy, like you mentioned. Los Matadores defeated Drew and Heath.
Gotta give it up for Hornswoggle. Hornswoggle was fantastic in this segment.
Came out with the fake afro.
Fantastic.
And I think they did a great thing. They didn't shave his head anymore. They just left what was cut from last night's pay-per-view that Torito went to. So he's half bald, half running with a full head of hair. It looks great.
And for as absolutely terrible as the commentary was all night, and it was utterly dreadful with JBL and Cole nitpicking at each other, the JBL reference to Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter got a nice laugh out of me.
Did it?
Yes.
Okay.
But Hornswoggle, fantastic. Just his facials and the dancing and the big wig and just... And then El Torito put on the wig and he looked a little bit like Psicosis.
Yeah. Oh, Psicosis. Yep. That was your comedy spot for the... I tell you what, you know who's upset that 3MB is taking over this comedy role is Santino. Can't get on Raw anymore.
Well, you got also have Alicia Fox. She's funny. She's crazy again, right?
Her tantrum gimmick, though, she didn't go that crazy. No. After a win tonight, her tantrum gimmick was kind of taken over by Kane. We didn't mention it, but Kane threw a little bit of a tantrum after his DQ loss to John Cena.
Yeah, I believe he said hashtag losers to all the crowd.
Didn't quite go that far, but he did. He took a chair and pummeled the announcer's table and threw a little bit of a tantrum. What did we have next after this craziness? We had
there's our next angle. We're going to have mixed tags with Brie and Daniel Bryan versus Kane and Alicia Fox. Cause crazy's going to find its own level again.
This show was really bad.
Oh, it was terrible. When your best things are Dave's Wave, Alicia Fox, Hornswoggle, and Luke Harper's promo, which was great.
Luke Harper was great on the show.
Luke Harper.
He was absolutely great.
And you know what? If this were like, let me put on my Les Thatcher voice. This were the territories. They'd be able to give Bray and Luke Harper a little bit of interview time so they could play off one another and be an even stronger stable. As opposed to how they kind of do it in the WWE, where the stable's really there to prop up one guy as opposed to having a personality of its own. But man, Harper was fantastic on that promo. I thought if this were like a, you know, if this were a more serious product, trademark Lance Storm, that thing would make him, you know, at least getting up to that kind of B-level mid-card status singles star of some kind. And there goes my stomach. I apologize. But I loved that promo. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah,
he was really good in the match too.
He was excellent in the match. It may cause some people to maybe they're the next ones to break. Well, I mean, not maybe, because they're the last trio standing, but maybe they're the next ones to break up sooner than later. And
well, they're acting in absentia until Bray gets back.
Bray's coming back on SmackDown, but we could see maybe Luke Harper and Rowan, maybe go their own way. Who knows? They just kind of
not until they're going to get a tag title shot at Money in the Bank.
And they very well could. But that might be the breakup that we're talking about, where it's not so much a breakup as it is the two go their own way, and it's slowly to the point where they stop being on screen together. You know, like where it's Luke and Rowan as a tag team and then Bray does his own segments on TV. It could be something like that. CM Punk just posted a picture on Twitter of him in an LA Kings jersey.
I've seen that photo.
I guess he lost some kind of bet.
Lost a bet with the mascot of the LA Kings.
Oh. Well, that's pretty embarrassing.
Yes.
Luke Harper and Rowan did defeat the Usos, who I have dubbed the most annoying tag team in quite some time. I'm just annoyed by him now. I see the value in him. I see that people can like them and people want to get into the Usos chant or whatever. They annoy me to no end.
I actually enjoyed their locker room interview when not the dog part, but when they said dem boys, I was kind of hoping the Briscoes would come out and hit them with chairs.
Yeah, you got to stop hoping for that. It's not going to happen.
I know.
Not going to happen, Jeff. Adam Rose beat Jack Swagger. Skipped over that part. Just clean with the party foul.
Did we really skip it?
I wanted to skip a lot of this stuff. I just can't.
I mean, we had Irish Potato in the European Union, and we had Cesaro booked like a coward.
Cody Rhodes is not the best tag team partner for Goldust, according to himself. So no. Now he has gone about picking a new partner for Goldust. Tonight's pick was Sin Cara. And
Brilliant.
Yeah, apparently Cody isn't much of a stats guy, thinking that Sin Cara would be a better partner than he himself is.
Should have called Mookie.
Sin Cara just doesn't win. Call Mookie. Yeah. Get some win-loss records. Find out.
Win-loss records.
Scout a little bit. Yeah.
It's all about sabermetrics.
Because apparently, I mean, let's face it, Seth Rollins was for sale.
Yeah. Why not just pay Seth Rollins to be your tag team partner? He has a much better winning percentage.
Well, now that this happened, we get a segment next week where Cody goes up to Dean and says, hey, you want a tag title shot?
I think they're going to do the whole Cody setting him up with poor partners on purpose so that he could play the savior, or he can just set him up. I don't know. I don't like it.
Ryback and Curtis Axel beat Cody, or not Cody, but Sin Cara and Goldust. Sin Cara took the fall, so Goldust keeps a streak of not being the one to actually lose.
I want to see a promo, if this is the program they're going to do, where Ryback goes up to someone and goes, why do we have to keep on fighting Goldust every week? We beat him every week with whoever he gets.
Do the Big Dave. Been there,
can
done
we fight
that.
Someone else? Yeah, they can quit too.
They can, or at least get on to something
else. It's all crap.
They did a segment. This was the semi-main, if you will, the thing on last before the actual main event. We were told that the Russian Federation was going to give Rusev the honor of the Russian Federation, or the hero of the Russian Federation award, which was, according to some geek who was announcing this, the highest civilian honor in Russia.
And all I could think of was A Christmas Story with the dad and the stocking leg. It's an award. It's a genuine award.
Yeah. So we had three guys in the ring. Lana comes out, introduces Rusev, who was wearing a suit, was clean shaven, except for his goatee, looking just nice and stylish, not they like a man beast.
Yeah, they don't have dress shirts in Russia, apparently. He's wearing a t-shirt with a suit coat. It's not Miami Vice Crockett.
That's how Russians do it. The highest civilian honor is not bestowed in Russia. It's bestowed in Indianapolis, Indiana.
In a WWE ring.
And it was literally a gold star hung around Rusev's neck. He got a gold star from the Russian Federation. The Russian national anthem then played. And not only are the announcers talking all over it, but while everyone is looking stoic, playing the national anthem, Cole just abruptly cuts to a promo and they go to commercial with the anthem still going. So I guess that was the end of the segment. They were just going to keep letting it play.
That's Vince's patriotic nerve coming out, where he's just gonna bury Russia. And this is a night of cheap heat.
Not a single person in the ring, by the way, Russian.
Russia and Snowden and Putin and for the past 2 days, someone's come out and done the cheap sports team heat. And then Bo Dallas comes out and does the same thing.
Yeah, we had that twice in a row.
Yeah.
We had the Damian Sandow segment followed by the Bo Dallas segment saying that the Heat won because they believed, and the Pacers didn't. Yeah, right back to back. The agents need to do a better job of scripting this.
And props to whoever had to shave Big Show's chest. That has to be a monumental task. He was clean shaven, body wise.
Didn't notice.
I think probably because he's probably been working out, so he thinks he has definition.
Oh yeah. Probably.
You're probably right. These are things hairy men notice.
That's Rob. That's the probable outcome.
It was just something I noticed.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Someone shaved him. Okay.
We had the announcement that Bray Wyatt was going to return this Friday on SmackDown. So big six-day absence. Four-day absence, actually.
Oh, one day.
One day, technically, yeah.
Yes, that'll... Yes,
but what is he going to say? What's next for the Wyatt clan?
Put him on the B show. That's great.
I want people to watch the B show. I don't care. Whatever he says on SmackDown is going to be repeated on Raw anyway.
Yeah, he's your number two heel, though, isn't he?
No. It's Randy Orton. Well, if you're counting Triple H,
it's Evolution and then Bray.
Yeah.
I count Evolution as one because they were all in one match together.
Okay.
Okay.
Evolution and then, Bray would be the number two.
Okay.
Yep. Absolutely. And then we were set for our main event. And of course, the main event never happened. No bell, nothing. We had Seth Rollins turning, joining Evolution. And that was WWE Monday Night Raw for June 2nd, 2014. As we head into summer now with the big Evolution versus Shield angle. Take two.
You mean the same angle we've had for the past 4 or 5 months?
This was the kickoff of the big summer angle between the Shield and Evolution. But we don't really know. I mean, we're going to have Money in the Bank qualifying matches on every show for the next couple of weeks until we find out how many competitors are in Money in the Bank. I'm interested to see who they put in this match because there are a lot of other storylines going on. So it'll be interesting to see which ones they prop into the Money in the Bank match and which ones they keep separate. Does a guy like Rusev go in Money in the Bank? Does a guy like Big E go in Money in the Bank? Do you put in the Intercontinental Champion, the U.S. Champion, all these guys, or do you keep them separate? I'm interested to see who ends up going into that match. And then seeing who wins it, especially.
I'm interested to see who actually has to lay down for Kofi, given how weak he is right now. I'm guessing Fandango or The Miz.
Yeah, maybe. I would hope they at least stay continuity-wise. They keep Kofi out of it. I mean, the guy's lost to Bo Dallas. He's not a winner by any means.
You know he's getting the Shelton Benjamin athletic spot where he does something crazy with the ladder. He's the one guy who can do it.
I can see a tag team match where you put like a Big E and Kofi against, you know, two heels for a qualifier. You could do something like that, but it's looking like at this point. Oh, go ahead.
Unless you got to bring in a guy like Adrian Neville or Sami Zayn for a quote unquote consolation slot in Money in the Bank, but that's not going to happen in such a big event like that. I mean, you already got Alberto Del Rio. Hooray. You'll have the usual suspects.
We talk about Sami Zayn coming up like it's something that'll happen soon.
It's not.
It's not something that I think is going to happen soon. I see the Raw post-SummerSlam at the earliest for Sami Zayn, and I would not be shocked at all if his first TV match in WWE is next year's Royal Rumble. I would not be surprised because it's only 6 months away. I could see them keeping him in NXT for 6 more months.
Let's deal with people actually on the roster. Do you think there's any chance? And this to me sounds like a terrible thing to do. That they end up putting Christian in this match.
Yeah.
So that he can take wild bumps when he shouldn't be.
He shouldn't wrestle again. If he's had all these concussion problems, they should probably just cut him loose. Not cut him loose, like release him, but have him do something else. Like he was on the panel show for NXT. You can keep him as that guy if you want to, but maybe he doesn't want to stop wrestling and that's fine. But if I'm WWE with all the concussion problems that he's had lately and not being able to stay within the ring, I'm putting him into something else.
Well, who do you have on the roster that's going to take that ridiculous?
Well, one, you don't have to do
athletic bump like Shelton has and Sin Cara has. And
Ryback. Ryback's done it. He was in a TLC match, took some crazy bumps. He was in table matches, took some crazy bumps. He's not going to do the athletic crazy bumps, well, but no, he'll
I
take
just,
some.
I just cringe at guys falling on a ladder like that and what it would do to your back. And I'm trying to, they usually let a lighter guy do it. Although Sheamus did it once. So.
Yeah, you can have bigger guys do it. We'll see if the Money in the Bank match takes out another Sin Cara. You know, you could. I don't know who you put in that's going to do that type of crazy bump if it's not Dolph Ziggler. And of course, that's been out of the way. But they've done it before where a guy loses a single qualifying match and then gets a second chance in a tag team qualifying match. So do I think Dolph Ziggler is 100% out of this Money in the Bank match? No, I could see him going back in it.
If it's for the title, he's out of it.
If it's for the title,
they're going to make it more serious. But of course, it's for the title, they're putting Kane in there.
But is that maybe. Yeah, do you think if they're actually waiting for Daniel Bryan's health, if they don't know quite yet if he's fully going to be ready for Money in the Bank, we could see a lot of lower tier guys entered into the match soon, and then towards maybe the 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, maybe even on the go home Raw, that's where we get the big guns for the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, or they beat those lower guns for their spots. They do those types of matches. I could see that happening. I could see you having that kind of that Rusev, you know, maybe even, hell, I want to say Randy Orton, but you know, if it's for the belt, you would think somebody from the big feuds would get in there if they wanted the belt.
The mission to have a complete pay-per-view lineup several weeks in advance, which wasn't really adhered to too much in the last couple of years anyway, it's even less important now with the WWE network. I mean, you're not trying to sell last minute buys. You're trying to get people enrolled in this network. And you can do a go home Raw segment to build up a second tier match on the show. I could see some of the bigger names being entered in late, deciding on who they want to give it to. If Daniel Bryan is not able to compete in this match, this is the spot where John Cena wins the title match, is it not?
Yeah.
I don't know who else you give it to.
You almost have to.
Yeah, if Daniel Bryan can't wrestle and you are going to make a new champion at Money in the Bank, 100% to me, it seems like it would have to be John Cena. They're going to be in Boston, so you're going to get a crowd that's going to cheer him for the most part.
Yeah.
That's the place where you give it to him.
And you have Orton tied up, and those are their two go-tos.
Yeah.
You're not going to give it to Bad News Barrett.
You could do the story where Daniel Bryan has to wrestle John Cena again for the title.
Yeah.
Because John Cena will give him the shot or whatever. You can do that again. Of course, I don't feel like Daniel Bryan would win that match. If Daniel Bryan cannot wrestle at Money in the Bank, his title run in 2014 is completely over.
It's done.
He's not getting another one.
Yeah, and he'll be shoehorned into a Wyatt feud or something.
The Barretts, I don't know, because your time's running out. At some point, you're going to get Brock Lesnar back, and he's, to me, going to be in the title picture. You got Randy Orton in there. You're going to have Big Dave coming back later on in the year for his title match. Daniel Bryan's time is running out. I only envisioned a couple of month reign anyway, you know, until SummerSlam. If he cannot wrestle at Money in the Bank, the championship being in his arms, it's not going to happen again this year.
Yeah, and then you have that the added fold of when he does come back of Cena being the guy who originally stood up for Daniel Bryan, but now he has the belt. And maybe there's a little inner conflict there, and Daniel Bryan's a little bit angry, and not necessarily going heelish, but, you know, it gives a little bit of genuine animosity to a face-versus-face feud, because I don't think they're going to turn Daniel Bryan heel.
Does Daniel Bryan return and join the Shield?
Oh, jeez. He joins Evolution.
Triple H just buys him off, too.
Yeah, no, they go put him in Evolution. I would have been happy. Happier than Seth Rollins. No, I wouldn't have. That's a lie. That's the one guy you couldn't do. No, I don't know. I don't know where reality ends and sports entertainment booking begins sometimes. So with this Daniel Bryan thing, it might become art becoming life. And they go, yeah, he's B+. Can't have him up here anymore. Let's put him in a feud with Curtis Axel.
That's your go-to?
It's no, Curtis Axel. I was just trying to think of someone that nobody would want to see other than Kane, who they continue to put him in with.
Yep, they announced Bad News Barrett and Rob Van Dam for the Intercontinental Championship tomorrow night on Main Event. So Main Event continues to ever slowly become the actual B show. An hour long, nice and tight, have somewhat Main Event matches on there. So that Intercontinental title rematch is going to take place tomorrow.
RVD has to be coming to the end of his 3-month gig, isn't he? Is that how long it is?
He's advertised for matches for a while.
Put him through a ladder.
Yeah, why not? Oh, he's going to be in that match.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure he is going to be in that match.
And at 43, he probably shouldn't be taking some of those bumps either, but he's going to.
Yeah, he can do his frog splash off the top of the ladder, which isn't bad.
You do it then.
I could do it.
Okay.
I could. The frog splash off the ladder? Been there, done that.
I could do it off that Hornswoggle ladder, but that's about it.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. We have Money in the Bank, and then, I mean, the summer goes quick. There's only one pay-per-view in between Money in the Bank and Battleground, so it's not like they have to stretch a whole lot of things out. Or, excuse me, SummerSlam. Battleground is after Money in the Bank at the end of July, and then you have SummerSlam, and then you're back into the string of pay-per-views like Night of Champions, Hell in a Cell, and then Survivor Series. So, if they want to do Seth Rollins against Dean Ambrose, or if they want to do a tag team battle, it could stretch for a while.
Yeah, if they want to do that for, I think they're building up for the tag team match. So the singles matches are going to be the weekly Raw fodder.
In for the short term, though, the angle at the end of tonight's Raw, you have to feel like it's going to add interest into next week's Raw. No.
Yes.
It's a good cliffhanger in the terms of interest building.
I think, well, it depends on the kind of interest. If it's that interest with that undercurrent of fan anger, then it could be even worse. Like if people are tuning in to go, why'd you break up this act that I really, really liked? Let's see. Prove it to me. Give me a good excuse why you did, and it doesn't come through. That could be shooting yourself in the foot. But you know, I mean, it's not just ooh, let's see what happens here. You know, this story's interesting and well written. Let's see what happens next, because plans change, and let's see what happens. No, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be that standoffish. Prove it. Prove to me that you're making the right move here.
They continue to run the Midwest. Tomorrow night, SmackDown is in Cincinnati. Next week's Raw is in Minneapolis. And then we may be getting our Miz return on the 16th. So in 2 weeks, Raw is live from Cleveland, Ohio. So if he's all done with his filming, I imagine that's probably where we're going to see the Miz coming back.
New member of the Shield.
Yeah.
The Miz.
Final prediction. We're an hour later, so you've had a little bit of time to think about it.
Okay.
Final guess, yes or no? Do they replace Seth Rollins in the Shield? Do we keep seeing a 3-on-3, or will it be 2-on-2? You don't have to tell me who you think might replace him if you think, but are they going to replace him or not?
No.
All right. I agree. I don't think they'll replace him. I think we're going to see a 2-on-2, but a week from now, we could be very wrong. So we'll just have to watch and see.
I think what they do now possibly is Triple H seconds the tag team and interferes on their behalf. And then if they need him, they can always stick him in the Money in the Bank match for the title. If it's for the title. If it's not, he's not getting anywhere near there. And maybe they're doing the Freebirds thing where they're three people and any two can go up against the Shield. Who knows?
There was a thread on the Wrestling Observer boards. What are the reasons to hate Triple H in 2014?
I added something to it after this angle.
Found one. that's Raw for tonight. That's the big summer kickoff for WWE, is the breakup of the Shield. If you have thoughts and comments and would like to send them to us, you can send them to fuckyouall@wwe.com.
No. Hold on, I need to pour out a little 40 for the dead homies in the memories of the Shield.
Leave the memories alone.
And this just in, Dave Bautista has quit Evolution.
Dave Bautista has quit Evolution, everybody. You have to, moment of silence on the number of fronts tonight from WWE. Just killing off everything, starting anew.
Oh, if only it were that simple.
You know who's not going to be the newest member of the Shield?
Fandango?
CM Punk.
You're dwelling on this. He's not coming back. Let's just
I know
move
that.
On. Let's move on.
What else do you got, Jeff?
He's a losing hockey fan in mourning right now.
Yeah.
I'm not.
He's a losing hockey fan. His team is the worst in baseball. Yeah, he's not a very good, he's not having a good year on the sports front, Mr. CM Punk. But he's getting married, so hooray for him.
Hot chick and filthy rich. I think he's doing fine.
He's doing quite all right.
New member of the Shield. CM Punk.
It's not going to happen.
Maybe he can reform the core. Just move on. That was so bad.
Yeah, that's a group that they killed right on time.
Maybe we can re-sign Ezekiel Jackson. Mason Ryan.
No.
Remember when Mason Ryan was going to become a member of the Shield?
Well, I mean, no, but at the same time, yeah, he was. Mason Ryan just can jump from group to group. Not anymore, though, because he's been fired.
They should have made him a member of Evolution. Just give him a just give him, you know, some hipster clothes and say he was Batista.
No Daniel Bryan on the show tonight.
No.
Surprised?
A little.
They had the big angle yesterday. With him not giving up the title. I expected a few words about Brie Bella's firing and how he's going to come back better than ever, or better than ever, to rub it in Stephanie's face and all that. But they decided to do something else, and no Daniel Bryan on the show. Nikki Bella was on the show. She had that two-on-one match that we briefly mentioned. She was beat up by Alicia Fox and Oksana. We did not get anything with the Divas title tonight, so who knows what will happen there.
They were on the pre-show. Oh, sorry. Paige was fighting Cameron on the pre-show.
Oh, for Superstars?
And they went to it live.
Paige was fighting Cameron, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Face versus face type of respect feud.
Two women that should be heels.
Yes.
Okay.
Oberyn Martell could be the latest member of the Shield. Never mind. Game of Thrones reference.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe Alex Riley could come out of retirement.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. And he can change his tune from it being the dumbest thing to the best thing that could ever happen to him.
Yep.
Yes. I think that's going to be it for tonight for this impromptu post Raw show, unless you got anything else, Jeff.
Heck, we should have ended this thing 10 minutes ago.
Like Batista, everybody, we are going to quit for the night.
It's crap.
Bye.
Bye.